Back-to-back games against the Breakers, would that be close to the toughest fortnight of the season?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. They're a very hard side. I mean, they're a championship-winning team from last season, so it's going to be very hard to beat them, obviously. But we've got to make sure we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's and making sure we're doing things coach puts on the board, and that's how we're going to win these games.
I mean, psychologically, it's pretty handy to have the first of that double at home.
Yeah, definitely, definitely it is. It's always good to have the crowd behind you and always comfortable playing at home, and then, you know, as long as we can grab one there and then make sure we take care of business on the road.
What's the plan for Corey Webster, or is it just a case of shutting down everyone around him?
Well, no, I mean, you know, he's an absolutely great player, so you've got to make sure you're doing the right things, making sure you get after him on the defensive end and make him take tough shots. We've got the guys to do it. It's just actually putting it into play.
Tommy, tell them how good I am at practice.
Nate did a fantastic job at practice today. He really beat me up, so it was good.
What's it like battling against him every week at practice?
It's tough. He's a great player, and you know, he's extremely strong. He's got some great post moves, so it's fantastic getting to go up against him. And you know, you've got Matty as well, so you know, I'm benefiting from it all, getting to go up against him every game. And so it's, you know, when it comes to actual game time, it's a lot easier because, you know, he's on your side, so that makes an absolute luxury.
Do you reckon that has helped your output this year, given that you do train against those guys?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. They make me better. They make everyone better. So it's great to have them there.
Does he beat you up, and does it help you out on the court? I mean, he's beating up opponents, and then you come on the court. Do you find it maybe a little bit easier?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he sets the tone for all us big guys getting out there and really, you know, getting it down low and making sure he's establishing himself, and then we come on and picking up exactly where he left off. So it's absolute awesome having him out there and really setting it, and then us just carrying on with it.
Walking wounded at training today, Sean caught one in the eye, Greg rolled his ankle, Damo, Matty.
Just another day at the Wildcats. We're all good. It's just, maintaining our the way we're going about things and making sure we're healthy when it comes to game time.
Is it hard to manage that given the schedule and how many games you're playing?
Yeah, it is, but the coaching staff and the medical staff done a fantastic job with everyone and making sure that, you know, everyone's ready to go for when games are playing, you know, and hopefully we get Damo back as soon as possible.
And New Zealand the best team right now. I know Melbourne started off really well, but have dropped the last three. Do you think the Breakers might be the best team right now, or the team to beat?
They won the championship last year, so, you know, you look at it from that standpoint, then, you know, they're the team to beat. But, you know, the league's wide open this year. Everyone can beat everyone. It shows, you know, with Townsville knocking off Melbourne last week, and, you know, you just got to be on your game, and as long as you do that, you put yourself in a chance.
And New Zealand, your fiercest rival, given the history of the last couple of years?
I'd say so. You know, obviously we've had some heartache against them, so you know, it's always a good game when you get to go up against them and making sure that, you know, when you get that win, it's obviously a great feeling.
And when are you expecting Damien back?
Not sure. You know, obviously it's up to the medical staff, and just hopefully it's sooner rather than later. You know, he's a fantastic piece to our puzzle, and when we've got him, you know, we're full pace and ready to go.
Given your last sort of few weeks, how confident are you guys at the start of the fourth quarter, sort of regardless of scoreline?
I mean, very confident. It doesn't matter what the scoreline is. You know, you play to win games, whether you're down 15 points or you're up 15 points. It doesn't matter. You're there to win, and you're going to put it all on the line. So, you know, we know that, and we're not going to give up. And so we think we can win from any position we're out there.
What do you put? Is it fitness, or what do you put these last quarter sort of cuffing behind wins down to?
I'm switching on. We want to play four quarters of good basketball, and unfortunately, you know, we've done it very rarely this season. So, you know, when the fourth quarter comes around, we're normally hitting our straps and really playing good basketball. But, you know, we have to do that for four quarters from the start of the games, and, you know, that'll make it easier going into the fourth. So, yeah, I just think it's, you know, we're paying attention to detail, running the plays to a tee, and really, getting the guys the ball that, you know, in the right position.